Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Governor, great to talk to you again.
How we doing? Not a bad weekend to come off of, huh?
Oh, just an unbelievable one. Hopefully it's signs indicative of things to come this month. Let's hope for that.
More sun, everyone getting out a little bit more, having some exercise. I mean, remember, the stay-at-home order is still in place. We've amended it, but it is still in place, and we want people to make sure that they are physical distancing and all that. But it was a nice weekend and a little hard to resist getting out for a good power walk in our neighborhoods.
I'm not a walker by any means, but I certainly was out there myself. Governor, to kick off the weekend on Friday, big announcement, stay-at-home 2.0. For New Hampshire, it's the first phase in reopening certain parts of the economy after the initial stay-at-home order went into place. Like you just said, the stay-at-home order is being extended through the end of this month. Is that when you are anticipating evaluating some of the other sectors that might not have been included in the stay-at-home 2.0, or maybe even potentially reevaluating the ones that are to see if you can expand on them or have to be pulled back? What's the timeline look like there?
Sure. So just to take a little bit of a step back, we have had a Reopen New Hampshire Commission working, hearing from stakeholders, putting together a lot of these guidance documents, working with public health and our office to make sure that everything lines up and it's all done with health and safety as kind of that paramount variable. And that's how we got to the point where we felt comfortable on Friday making an announcement for some things to start opening up. But even those things won't start till mostly next week and the week after. Now, the committee is still meeting. They're meeting this week. They're working. We're going to lean in really hard and work a lot with the dentists and dental hygienists this week to try to get them something going in the short term. And we'll keep going. So, no, this does not mean we wait till the end of the month or wait till all this happens until we do the next thing. We're constantly – this is a constantly evolving and growing process. And, you know, the faster and safe – as long as we do it quickly and safely, we are more than willing to start looking at other things. No one wants to get the economy going more than I do and back to normal. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing. We're definitely not there yet, especially given we're a very tourism-driven state. Massachusetts still has a massive crisis down there, and we don't want to incentivize those folks coming up here too hard, too fast. But you would think things like golf and the campgrounds, there was a lot of concern over that. But again, we're saying, look, New Hampshire residents only or members of those golf courses and campgrounds can stay. But we're really keeping it to a New Hampshire-focused opportunities that we're trying to create.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, and as you just mentioned, Governor, we're into May now, a time where we start to see a lot of people coming into New Hampshire. They have vacation homes up here. They come just to visit and check out the sites and do some hiking, perhaps. How long do you see the 14-day self-quarantine staying in effect to those coming in? And is the message being shared with the residents of, say, Massachusetts and New York who might be coming here for just the weekend and then returning home? Is it possible to really prevent people from doing that?
Yeah, good question. So the 14-day quarantine for folks who are coming up here for the long term, that's going to stay in place for quite a while. And we have our signs on the highway reminding folks of that as they travel up north to either the lakes or mountain region, whatever it might be. The weekend warriors, so to say, out of Massachusetts, we just don't want them here right now. We really don't. And we saw a lot of them coming over the border into Seabrook and Hampton. Again, the beaches are closed. The Seacoast beaches are closed, but they were still coming up in droves. You know, Massachusetts took a very additional step this past week with requiring masks if you go out in public for pretty much any reason at all. That's kind of driving a lot of folks up here, I think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's kind of driving folks up here because, you know, they're saying, well, we just want to go for a walk but not have to wear a mask in our own neighborhood. And so, you know, we're just kind of dealing with that dynamic. It's a very, very tough one. We're just not at the point where we want those weekend visitors right now. We're going to do everything we can to keep our mission to incentivize New Hampshire residents only.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And Governor, you just mentioned masks and making it requirement down in Massachusetts as they now continue to kind of take over the epicenter of this COVID-19 pandemic in terms of positive cases. One part of the potential stay-at-home 2.0 is the reopening of retail places throughout the state of New Hampshire. And I do believe that masks, will they be required for these certain retail situations? And obviously the restaurants will be opening up for outdoor seating a little bit more in the next couple of weeks. Will masks be required? Where will they be, I guess, required or needed most?
Sure. So from the consumer side, the only place we're really requiring masks for what we're opening up is the barbers and the salons. Mm-hmm. The customer as well as the employee has to have we are requiring them to have a cloth face covering. Restaurants, we're not requiring customers to wear masks. I think for obvious reasons, right. That would be a little challenging. But the servers and the kind of front-facing employees will be wearing those. The only place we're really requiring them from a customer standpoint right now is the barbers and salons. Retail as well, if you walk in, we recommend it. We don't require it, but we do recommend you wear a cloth face covering. And the employees themselves will have to wear a cloth face covering. And then we add, we're only letting about 50% occupancy into those retail establishments. We have other physical distancing requirements. We're putting on them good sanitation, extra sanitation requirements to make sure that we're not spreading it, but still allow the businesses to flex open and provide the opportunity for the citizens who need some of those products.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And Governor, before I let you go, this past weekend, there was another group outside the State House protesting the stay-at-home order. Seems like every time I get to talk to you, it's right after this happens for whatever reason over the last couple of weeks. Now, having just announced plans for reopening certain sectors on Friday, what would your message be to those protesting or those who think the economy should just be business as usual right now?
Yeah. Nobody wants the economy to open more than I do. We take a lot of pride in the fact that I created a system with the strongest economy in the Northeast by far. It works. It helps government do what they need to do. It helps businesses hire employees and wages go up. It's all wonderful when it works well. And we've seen it work really well the past few years. Those folks, a few hundred folks protesting outside the State House, are not going to dictate the health and safety of the state. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants them to by any means. So I empathize with their message. We want things open. I get it. I hear you loud and clear, but you have to be smart. There's a fast way to do it, and there's a smart way to do it, and we're going to take the smart steps. The reality is that Massachusetts is ground zero for the COVID epidemic right now in the United States. It really is, and that's horribly unfortunate, but we're effectively a suburb, if you will, of the greater Boston area. We are part of that world, Hillsborough and Rockingham County especially. Mm-hmm. We saw just this weekend people flooding into New Hampshire because of what's happening down into Massachusetts. We don't want to encourage that because the rate of infection is just so high down there.
Right.
So we got to be very, very careful about how we do it. So while I appreciate these protests or whatever they are, I really don't give them any weight in terms of the decision making at all. We're going to make our decisions based on health, safety, as well as looking at kind of that balancing act with the economics. And we're making those steps forward now, and we're going to do it based on data. We're going to keep doing that and hopefully keep providing opportunity for the people in the state.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Governor, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully you can enjoy today just like we did this past weekend. Stay healthy and stay safe.
You too, buddy. Be safe, everybody. Thank you.